The Friend Magazine, Volume 46, Number 9, September 2016. Contents, Stories, and Features. From the First Presidency, A Lesson from Seeds, President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. Musical Chairs, Family Night Fun, Pretty Much Brothers, Which Path to Choose, Answers from an Apostle, Elder Dallin H. Oaks, Friends Who Stand Tall, Being a Missionary, Bulletin Board, A Gift for Lane, Jesus Loves Everyone, I Can Read the Book of Mormon, Shining Stars, A Special Big Brother, Show and Tell, What is Respect, Friend to Friend, Heavenly Father Hears Your Prayers, Sister Neil F. Marriott, Matt and Mandy, Stop and Flip, Music, Had I Been a Child, Poem, I Like to Sing, For Older Kids, A Butterfly for Courtney, Don't Give Up, Things to Make and Do, Fun Stuff, Share Away, Happy Sabbath, Keep a Record, Fun Stuff, Hidden Picture, Fun Stuff, Guess Who, Friend Junior, For Parents of Little Ones, Bright Idea, Blair Chooses the Right, Two Little Feet, Book of Mormon Stories, Jesus Visits the Nephites, Coloring Page, Super Spencer. End of Contents, read by Charlene Stewart.
Friends by Mail, Standing Tall. Thank you for the Stand Tall activity for 2016, January 2016. Our primary children took their footprints home to hang in their rooms to help them remember their pledge to read the scriptures each day for at least 5 minutes. Each child has a 5-minute hourglass to help them know how long to read each day. Nauvoo, First Ward Primary, Illinois, USA. How are you standing tall? Send us your footprints.
TV Trouble. I like the story called TV Trouble, March 2015. I liked how Sarah and Sadie chose the right, even if it meant they couldn't play with their friend. Thank you for the friend. Lillianne Z., age 10, Alaska, USA.
Happy Inside. I like The Friend because it makes me feel happy inside. The stories about missionaries are my favorite. David R., age 6, Nevada, USA.
Dear friends, there are so many different kinds of people in the world, and that makes the world interesting and exciting. We are all Heavenly Father's children, and each of us has things that only we can do. Learn about just a few of Heavenly Father's children on pages 24 and 28. What makes you different and awesome? We think you're amazing. The Friend. Was there a story or activity this month that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 39 to find out how. End of the section, Friends by Mail. Read by Chloe and Enzo Patello.
From the First Presidency, A Lesson from Seeds by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. Krista worked for a seed company. One day she got a complaint that puzzled her.
The seeds don't work,
a customer said.
Did you plant them in good soil and give them water and sunlight?
Krista asked.
No, that would mean getting dirty.
Krista decided to write instructions.
You must plant the seeds. You can't set them on the shelf and expect them to grow.
Soon she got another complaint.
I planted the seeds and I was hoping to have tomatoes for dinner. Now I'm very disappointed.
Wait, are you saying you planted the seeds today?
Don't be ridiculous,
the customer replied.
I planted them a week ago.
Krista added another guideline.
You must be patient and wait.
All went well until Krista received another complaint.
I planted the seeds, gave them water and sunshine, and waited. But I got zucchini,
the customer said.
You ordered zucchini seeds,
Krista said.
But I don't want zucchini. I want pumpkins. I planted the seeds in my pumpkin patch.
Krista wrote,
the seeds you plant determine the harvest.
Just as seeds require work and patience, so do many of Heavenly Father's blessings. If we plant and nurture gospel standards in our daily life, we will grow up to have spiritual fruit of great value. Our goal is to live good lives so that the harvest of God's blessings can be ours. Adapted from God's Harvest, Ensign, August 2014, pages 4 through 6.
End of the article, A Lesson from Seeds, read by David Shaw, Benjamin Hiram White, and Maya Reinwand.
Meet Elder Dallin H. Oaks. Elder Oaks and his younger brother and sister were raised by their mother after their father died. After his father died, his mother became ill. Dallin was lonely and sad and didn't do very well in school. That changed when his wonderful fifth-grade teacher, Pearl Schaffer, helped him to learn and have confidence. In high school, he played basketball and football. He married June Dixon, and they had 6 children. June died of cancer, and later he married Kristen McMain. Before he became an apostle, he was a law professor, the president of Brigham Young University, and then a judge. What is an apostle? When Jesus was on the earth, he called 12 men to be his special helpers and witnesses. They were called apostles. He has called apostles to be his special helpers and witnesses today. They testify of Jesus Christ to the whole world. Elder Oaks is an apostle. End of the article, Meet Elder Dallin H. Oaks, read by Scott Moore.
Musical Chairs by Heidi Renouf Briscoe, based on a true story. It was obvious no one wanted to sit by Joseph. Jesus said, love everyone, treat them kindly too. Children's Songbook, 61. Elizabeth loved going to primary every week. She loved singing church songs and feeling the peaceful spirit there. She loved all her friends in primary. But then her primary class changed. A new boy named Joseph moved in, and he seemed different from the other kids. His clothes were rumpled and dirty, and he didn't seem to know when to talk and when to be quiet. He never raised his hand. When Elizabeth talked to her mom about the new boy, her mom said that Joseph came from a hard situation. Elizabeth wasn't really sure what that meant, but she noticed that Joseph's family didn't come to church with him. A few weeks after Joseph started coming to primary, the trouble started.
Everyone sit down so we can begin class,
Sister Johnson said. All the kids started to take their seats, but when Joseph sat down, everyone moved away from him. From then on, if Joseph sat on one side of the room, everyone hurried and moved to the other side. It was like a game of musical chairs where everyone tried to move as far away from Joseph as possible. Elizabeth had been taught to be kind, but even she began to play the musical chairs game. Sister Johnson told everyone to stay in their seats, but it was obvious no one wanted to sit by Joseph. Then one week at church, Joseph wasn't there. Then another week, and another week passed, and Joseph still didn't come. Elizabeth wondered about Joseph and why he wasn't coming to church anymore. She thought that maybe it was because of his hard situation, or maybe he had moved away, but she just couldn't get rid of an icky feeling that she had done something wrong. The more she thought, the more Elizabeth realized that their musical chairs game had been mean and wrong, and that maybe it was the reason Joseph stopped coming to church. One night after family prayer, Elizabeth gave her mom a hug and started to cry.
Mom, I think I did something wrong. I didn't mean to, but I did.
Elizabeth told her mom about how no one in her primary class wanted to sit next to Joseph. She told her how they had all laughed and tried to get the farthest seat away from him, and how she felt bad for being mean to him. Elizabeth and her mom talked about repentance and what she could do to feel better and make things right. Mom said,
Joseph is a child of God. It doesn't matter if he looks and acts different. Heavenly Father loves him. We should always treat others like they are valuable because they truly are.
Elizabeth promised herself that she would never treat anyone like that again. Even if it meant being less popular, she would treat everyone like a child of God. One Sunday, Joseph finally returned to primary. When the other kids started to giggle and race to find a seat away from Joseph, Elizabeth chose the seat right next to him.
Hey, Joseph, what's up?
She asked with a warm smile. For Elizabeth, the musical chairs game was over. Joseph would always have someone to sit by now. The author lives in Utah, USA.
Sidebar. I helped make a shy visitor feel happy in primary. I asked her to sit by me and talk to her. Tommy S., age 5, California, USA.
End of the story, Musical Chairs. Read by Charlene Stewart, Natalie Moore, Jane Wise, Margo Patillo, and Gabriel Reinwand.
Family Night Fun. Here are some family home evening ideas from this month's magazine. What other ideas can you come up with? Compliment chairs. Read Musical Chairs on page 4. Here's a musical chairs game you can play with your family that will be fun and make everyone feel loved. Number 1. Arrange some chairs or pillows in a circle. Use enough for everyone except one person to have a seat. Make sure there's space for everybody to walk around the circle. 2. Choose one person to be in charge of music. Have them sing or hum a song while everyone walks around the circle. 3. When the person stops singing, everyone tries to sit down as fast as they can. The person who doesn't have a seat will be out. 4. Before starting again, have each family member say one nice thing about the person who got out. 5. Take a seat out of the circle and keep playing until everyone has a turn to have nice things said about them.
Friendship bread. Make this bread as a family. This makes 2 loaves, so you can share one with a friend or neighbor. Include a copy of the recipe so they can make the bread too. 2 cups of softened butter, 2 cups white sugar, 2 eggs, 4 cups flour, 2 teaspoons baking soda, 2 cups buttermilk or 2 cups milk plus 2 tablespoons lemon juice, 2/3 cup white sugar mixed with 2 teaspoons cinnamon. 1. Mix the butter, sugar, and eggs. Then stir in the flour, baking soda, and buttermilk. 2. Grease 2 bread pans. Pour 1/4 of the batter into each pan. 3. Sprinkle 3/4 of the cinnamon sugar evenly over the 2 pans. 4. Divide the remaining batter between the 2 pans. Then top with the remaining cinnamon sugar. Use a butter knife to swirl the cinnamon into the batter.
Kindness begins with me. How can you help someone who is lonely or sad? Try to imagine how they're feeling. Treat them the same way you would want to be treated. Ask if there's anything you can do to help. be their friend, and get to know them. Tasty treats. Try these for FHE this month. Spread a whole wheat tortilla with peanut butter and sprinkle with cinnamon sugar. Roll and slice it. Stir together one spice cake mix, one 15-ounce or 425-gram can pureed pumpkin, and one cup chocolate chips. Scoop spoonfuls onto a greased cookie sheet. Bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit or 180 degrees Celsius for 12 to 15 minutes. Cool before eating. Toast bread and spread with cottage cheese. Then add cherry tomato halves, salt, and pepper. More FHE ideas. Look for these pictures in the magazine to find the stories and articles they go with. Find the page numbers below. Idea 1. Read A Gift for Lane and finish the story together. Have you ever shared the gospel with a friend? Write and tell us about it. What are ways your family can share the gospel? Idea 2. Read Which Path to Choose. Make a list of ways your family can be kinder to each other. We'd love to see your ideas. Idea 3. Get ready for General Conference by playing Guess Who? What are some important messages prophets and apostles have shared with us? Note, is there a topic you'd like to learn about with your family? Go to lessonhelps.lds.org to find stories, activities, and media.
End of Family Night Fun. Read by Benjamin Hiram White and Dwayne Case.
Pretty Much Brothers by Jill Hacking, based on a true story. I Am Thankful Love is spoken here. Children's Songbook, page 191. Xander always wished he had a big brother, and now he had one. Well, not really, but Xander liked to pretend that Savak was his brother. Savak was staying with Xander's family while he visited the United States to go to school. For family home evening tonight, Savak was teaching them about his home country. He pulled a little flag out of his pocket. It had three stripes, red, blue, and orange.
This is the Armenian flag. Armenia is in Eastern Europe, he said.
He told them more cool stuff about his country, like how it was so small that it could fit inside Xander's state eight times. While Xander listened, he thought about how Savak was different. He talked kind of funny. He looked different, too. His hair and eyes were darker than Xander's. And Savak's family went to a different church than Xander's family.
But he's not that different,
Xander thought.
We both like to play games.
They had even made up their own game together with Xander's trading cards. They also both liked watching Saturday morning cartoons. After Savak finished telling about his country, they sang a primary song and read a scripture.
Thank you for sharing with us, Savak,
Dad said.
Nathan, will you say the closing prayer?
Yep,
said Nathan. Xander glanced at Savak, who bowed his head and clasped his hands reverently.
Even though he's different,
Xander thought,
he's Heavenly Father's son, just like me. That makes us pretty much brothers.
The next afternoon, Xander and Nathan were playing basketball on the driveway.
Hey, guys,
Savak said when he got home from school.
Can I play?
Sure, we're playing horse.
Savak didn't know how to play, so Xander explained the rules while Nathan went into the garage to get another ball.
So when it's your turn, just make sure you don't miss the basket,
Xander finished.
Okay, let's play,
Savak said. They all took turns shooting baskets. Savak was pretty good, but after a couple of rounds, he missed a shot, and the ball bounced off the backboard. Savak laughed.
I can't believe I missed that.
Then he said some words that made Xander's stomach squirm. Savak wasn't a bad person, so why did he say those bad words?
Maybe he doesn't know that's wrong,
Xander thought. Sometimes he forgot that Savak didn't know the same things about Heavenly Father and Jesus.
We don't say those words at our house because it makes Heavenly Father sad.
Xander said as kindly as he could.
If you want to say that, you can always just say bummer instead.
Oh, okay,
Savak said, picking up the ball.
Thanks for telling me.
They kept playing. Savak missed again, but this time he said,
Bummer!
And smiled at Xander. The month went by quickly, and soon it was time for Savak to leave. Before he left, he hugged Xander goodbye.
Thank you for teaching me about God. I learned a lot from you. I had such a cool feeling during family home evening and prayers with your family. I want to have a feeling like that in my home someday.
Xander hugged him back.
Bye, Savak. I'll really miss you.
Xander felt warm inside. He knew that Heavenly Father was happy that he had helped Savak feel the Holy Ghost and learn about how Jesus wanted him to live. The author lives in New York, USA. A note from Matt and Mandy. Savak got baptized later, and he's still like a brother to Xander.
Sidebar by President Thomas S. Monson. As we follow the example of the Savior, ours will be the opportunity to be a light in the lives of others. President Thomas S. Monson, be an example and a light. Ensign, November 2015, page 88.
End of the story, Pretty Much Brothers. Read by Van Farnworth, Enzo Patello, Asher Hawkins, Benjamin Hiram White, Gabriel Reinwand, and Dwayne Case.
Fun Stuff, Share Away by Eric Vandegraaff. What's something we can do to share to people around us? To find out, start with person F. Notice that person R is wearing a watch too. F and R have been filled in for you. Find out what person R has in common with somebody else on the playing field. Keep going till you use all the letters. Check your answer on page 39. End of Share Away, read by Matthew Moore.
Which Path to Choose by Abby V, age 11, Virginia, USA. It was the first day at my new school. I loved making new friends and was pretty good at it. I got to my classroom and saw all of the people. I thought I was going to have a great year. During lunch with my new friends, we all sat down next to a girl from another class. Her name was Hannah. When I sat down, Hannah said, "Wow, your shoes really stink." I wondered if it was the garbage can or your fashion sense. I was really surprised when she said that, and so were the others, so I got up and moved to another table by another new friend. The next day at recess, Hannah had something else mean to say. This went on and on each day, but every time I would not say something rude back because my Sunday school teacher, Brother Lawson, said that you should treat others the way you want to be treated. When I thought of that, I asked Hannah politely to please stop or please tell me why she was acting like this to me. Then I went home and told my mom about all of the things Hannah had said. I felt like exploding. My mom said, "Abby, just try not to be rude back. Sometimes people act the way they do because something hard is going on at home." So I went to school thinking about what my mom and Brother Lawson said. That day at school, Hannah finally told me that hard things were going on at home and she said mean things because she was mad. I forgave her, and this year she is in my class and we are really good friends. I learned that following Jesus is the best path. End of the story, Which Path to Choose, read by Tess Hawkins.
Answers from an Apostle. Why is the Savior's Atonement important? From Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Our Savior's Atonement made resurrection possible so all of us will live again after we die. It also made it possible for us to be clean from our sins if we repent. As part of his atonement, Jesus suffered challenges of every kind so he could know how to help us feel better when we are sad or struggling. Jesus Christ can help and strengthen anyone who asks. He understands our pain and suffering, and He is there for us. From Strengthened by the Atonement of Jesus Christ, Ensign, November 2015, pages 61 through 64. End of the article. Answers from an Apostle. Why is the Savior's Atonement important? From Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Read by David Shaw.
Friends who stand tall. Being a missionary. Every member can be a missionary. My stake president in California gave us a challenge to share the gospel. When I had to give a school report on a state in the United States, I knew this was my chance. Hi, I'm Jesse. The challenge. My teacher asked us to pick a U.S. state and build a diorama or a miniature scene. I told my teacher I wanted Utah. I've been to Utah many times on family vacations. I wanted to learn more about the Beehive State, and I thought it might help me with missionary work. Fun facts. I learned that the golden spike that linked the first transcontinental railroad was placed in Utah. I put a picture of the Salt Lake Temple in my project. I also wrote facts about President David O. McKay, because he is my grandpa's favorite prophet. The Beehive. I wanted to show my class our Savior's beautiful creations in my diorama. I covered a box in bees and designed it like a beehive. Beehives remind us to work as hard as bees to spread the gospel. The buzz about being a missionary. I took my school project to the open house. Everyone loved my bee box. My teacher gave me an A+. I hope people will see what a great place Utah is. Maybe they will ask questions about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I can't wait until I'm old enough to go on a mission and share the gospel even more.
Jesse's tips for standing tall.
Listen to the Spirit's promptings. Don't use bad language or use the Lord's name in vain. If something bad is going on, walk away or find other activities to do that make you feel better. Look for opportunities to help others.
Standing tall. How do you follow Jesus by standing tall? Trace your footprints and send us your story and photo along with your parents' permission. Find out how on page 39. End of the article, Being a Missionary, read by Tess and Asher Hawkins.
Happy Sabbath. Keep a record. When Jesus came to visit the Nephites, he told them to keep a record, or write about, the words they heard the prophet say and the miracles they saw. See 3 Nephi, chapter 23, verses 7 through 13. Prophets today still encourage us to keep journals. You can start one of your own, or your family could add to a journal every Sunday. Here are a few ideas for things to write about. My name, today's date, today I, right now I am thankful for, when I pray, I feel. It's hard for me to. I like learning about. A scripture that helped me is something fun that happened to me this week. Today at church, I learned that. End of the article, Keep a Record. Read by Maya Reinwand.
Bulletin board. Play human knot. Get a group of friends or family members and stand in a circle. Reach your arms out in front of you and hold hands with two different people across the circle. When everyone is ready, try to untangle your arms without letting go of your hands. Cyberstrong. I will get help from my parents when buying anything online. God gives us good food. Have you met Jesse on page 14? Artichokes are the state vegetable of California, USA, where he's from. Artichokes are flower buds that haven't bloomed yet. The bottom is the heart and is the main part that's eaten. You can eat the soft part of the leaves, too. Question Corner. My older brother is serving in the military, and I miss him a lot. How can I feel closer to him? Send your answer and photo by September 30th. Email us at friend@ldschurch.org with Question Corner in the subject line. Use the permission statement on page 39. End of the section, Bulletin Board.
Read by Dwayne Case.
A Gift for Lane by Lori Fuller, Church Magazines, based on a true story. I want to tell my friends about our church and the happiness it brings me. Children's Songbook, page 168.
The gospel is a special gift,
Brother Hart told Addie's primary class.
One way we can share it is by giving a Book of Mormon to a friend.
Addie squirmed in her seat. She didn't know if she could be brave enough to give someone a Book of Mormon. Then she thought of Lane.
If it's just like giving a gift, then maybe I could give one to Lane.
Lane had moved to Addie's fourth grade class halfway through the year. She was quiet, just like Addie was. And when Mrs. Naga gave Lane the desk next to Addie, they had both smiled shyly at each other. Soon, they were laughing and talking and playing together at recess. Lane loved books, and Addie decided that, just maybe, she would love the Book of Mormon, too. When Addie got home from church, she asked Mom for a copy of the Book of Mormon. Mom gave her one with a soft cover and beautiful paintings of scripture stories inside. Addie hoped Lane would like it. Addie carefully wrote her testimony on the first blank page.
Dear Lane, I hope you like this book. It is one of my favorite books. It has lots of good stories, and I know it's true. Thanks for being my friend.
She signed her name and carefully slipped the book into her backpack. Her stomach felt all fluttery inside. Would Lane be happy to get it? At school the next day, Addie could hardly sit still. She was so nervous. What would she say? What would Lane say? Finally, it was recess. Addie stopped Lane before they walked out to the playground.
I have something for you,
Addie said. She reached into her bag and pulled out the Book of Mormon.
I hope you like it.
Lane smoothed her fingers over the shiny gold letters on the cover. She smiled.
Thank you.
She put it in her backpack, and then she and Addie ran outside. Addie could hardly stop smiling. She'd done it! She shared the gospel just like a missionary! But the next day, it was Lane who stopped Addie before they went out to recess. She quietly pulled out the Book of Mormon from her backpack and handed it to Addie.
My mom doesn't want me to read it,
she said. She stared down at the floor.
I'm sorry.
Addie felt her cheeks heat up.
Oh,
was all she could say, and she slipped the book back into her own bag. They went out to play hopscotch, but Addie didn't feel much like hopping. Maybe tomorrow would be better. When school was over, Addie waved goodbye to Lane. Then she ran home and hurried to her room. The door shut behind her with a dull thud. Addie pulled the book out of her backpack. She'd been so brave, and it hadn't worked out. She wiped away tears as she opened up the Book of Mormon to her testimony. She had been so excited when she'd written it. She still knew what she'd written was true, but now she felt sad instead of excited. Lane was one of her best friends. Was there any other way she could share the gift of the gospel with her? Addie turned around as the door opened. Hey, what's wrong? Someone asked. Help finish the story. Write your name in the blank and pretend you're Addie's big brother or sister who just walked in. What would you say to her when she told you what happened? How could you help Addie feel better? What other ways could she still share the gospel? Write and tell us.
End of the story, A Gift for Lane. Read by Shauna Thompson, Wes Nelson, Eden Reinwand, and Tess Hawkins.
I Like to Sing by Debbie Petty.
I like to sing in primary of prophets long ago. Book of Mormon stories helps my testimony grow.
I like to sing in primary of scriptures I must heed. Singing scripture power always makes me want to read.
I like to sing in primary of mother's quiet prayer and father's priesthood power singing love is spoken here.
I like to sing in primary of Jesus and his life. I feel my Savior's love helps me want to choose the right.
Watch sing-along videos of primary songs at children.lds.org. End of the article, I Like to Sing. Read by Shannon Nelson, Asher Hawkins, Gabrielle Reinwand, and Tess Hawkins. Hidden picture. Fun stuff, hidden picture. This group of friends loves to collect dust and pencils. They each decided to share a pencil from their collection with a new friend at school. Can you find the hidden objects? How many pencils can you find? These are the objects. A purple envelope, a gray pencil, a yellow hanger, a purple pencil, a blue bell, a green pencil, a red button, a yellow pencil, a banana, a red pencil, a dustpan, a blue pencil, a pink sock, and a brown leaf. End of this month's Hidden Picture, read by Shannon Nelson.
Jesus loves everyone. After Jesus Christ was resurrected, he visited the Nephites. He taught them about the sacrament, and he showed them how to pray. He taught them to be kind and to be peacemakers. Even though there were a lot of people, he blessed every child and healed everyone who was sick. He prayed to Heavenly Father for the Nephites because he loved them. I can be loving. Memorize 3 Nephi 12:16. Give a smile, hug, or a nice note to show someone that you love them. Read 3 Nephi 12, verses 1 through 9, and pick a quality you can work on this month. I challenge myself to...
My family and I visited some poor children and gave them toys and food. I feel very happy because I know I helped someone. Leah C., age 7, Chihuahua, Mexico.
Other sheep. When Jesus taught in Jerusalem, he told the people that he had other sheep he needed to teach. See John chapter 10, verse 16. He was talking about the Nephites and people in other lands. After his resurrection, Jesus visited and taught the Nephites. You can read more about his visit on page FJ4 and look for another reading challenge next month. You can print more copies at friend2016bom.lds.org. The art contributor for this article was Kate P., age 11, Utah, USA.
End of the article, Jesus Loves Everyone, read by Scott Moore and Shannon Nelson.
Stars. These children are shining stars. How do you shine? By Brianne Richards.
Tari, age 7. Tari was born in a refugee camp in Thailand. Her parents had to flee to Thailand from their home in Myanmar, Burma, a country in Southeast Asia. When she was little, Tari's family moved to the United States. Tari's family speaks a language called Karani. Tari learned to speak English, too, in just 6 months when she was in kindergarten. She always does her homework and loves to learn about new things, especially math. Tari likes rice, noodles, peanut butter sandwiches, and ice cream. She loves to play on the monkey bars. She says, "I play with my family, mostly my little sister. We play hide-and-seek and tag." She is excited to be baptized by her older brother, Bo Re, when she turns 8.
Tyler B., age 10. Tyler likes to jump on the trampoline, play sports, and build things with blocks, especially helicopters. He enjoys biking and hiking. One day, he hiked 13 miles. Tyler helps serve lunch at school. He gets to eat a lot of food that way. When Tyler was 4, he loved listening to the piano and wanted to start taking lessons. As soon as he grew tall enough for his feet to reach the pedals, he started playing the organ. He loves it. Tyler wakes up at 5:30 every morning so he can play the organ at the church building before school. Once Tyler got to play, "We Thank Thee, O God, for a Prophet" on the tabernacle organ on Temple Square. Tyler also plays the prelude music for sacrament meeting. He says, "Playing music makes me happy because when I go on my mission, I'll be able to play."
Mazia B., age 7. Mazia loves soccer. He is the team captain. He tries to be a good example and have a good attitude. "I say a prayer before every soccer game," he said. I pray that the players will be protected. I know Jesus helps me. Mazia used to not like math because it was hard for him to understand. But then he started using a math computer game every day. Now he understands and loves math. He really loves family home evening. One time Mazia's godfather, a close family friend, came over for family home evening. They had 1 minute to write down all the ways Jesus has blessed them. Mazia says, I tried to follow Jesus' example by helping people. One time he helped a boy at school who was struggling with homework. Mazia lives with his mom and grandma, and he always tries to help them too.
Ashby B, age 11. Ashby likes to rock climb, wakeboard, and play basketball and soccer. She makes coin purses and jewelry. She loves music and her family. Last year, Ashby found out she has type 1 diabetes. This affects how her body uses glucose, a sugar that gives the body energy. She says, I pray to Heavenly Father, and I ask that I would be able to understand this trial. Ashby loves to help. Once she donated toys to children in hospitals. I felt happy. I was helping the Lord's children feel loved. Before her baptism, Ashby read the Book of Mormon. She prayed about it and felt great. Ashby shared her testimony in state conference. She says, I invited two of my teachers that day, and now I feel more confident speaking in front of people and being a missionary.
End of the article, Shining Stars, read by Scott Moore, Maya Reinwand, Matthew Moore, and Chloe Patello.
I can do and say happy things each day, for I know Heavenly Father loves me.
A Special Big Brother by Marilee Buren, based on a true story. I'll walk with you, I'll talk with you. That's how I'll show my love for you. Children's Songbook, number 140. Daniel stared out the window. He saw his friends heading to the park with a basketball. He wanted to go too.
I can't take you today, Daniel, Mom said. Your sister has a bad cold, and you're not quite old enough to go alone. I'm sorry.
Daniel frowned at his sister, Elise. She was sitting in her wheelchair with her toys on her lap. She was 5, but she couldn't walk or talk yet. Elise coughed hard. She got sick a lot, and she couldn't go outside if it was too hot or too cold. And she had to eat through a tube in her stomach. Daniel loved his sister, but sometimes he felt angry, too. It was hard to always do what was best for Elise. He just wanted to play with the other kids. His stomach knotted in frustration.
It's not fair, he said to Mom. Everything is always about Elise.
He ran down the hall to his room. 2 days later, Elise's cough got much worse, and she had to go to the hospital. Daniel's grandparents came to stay with him. Mom and Dad spent most of their time at the hospital with Elise for the rest of the week. Daniel's grandparents could take him to play with the other kids. But now Daniel was worried about Elise. He was sorry for what he had said to his mom that day. He didn't like how sometimes he couldn't go play because of Elise. But Daniel loved how she smiled when he talked to her, and being with her made him feel happy. Daniel looked out the window, hoping to see Mom and Dad bringing Elise home. Suddenly, Daniel saw Mom's car turn into the driveway. He ran to meet her.
Mom, I'm sorry for what I said about Elise that day I got mad, he said, hugging her tight.
It's okay, Mom said as she hugged him back. I know you love her. It doesn't seem fair that we can't always do the things you want to do, It's hard sometimes for everybody, but I know we are blessed to have Elise in our family.
I miss her.
Me too. The doctor said she can probably come home tomorrow.
2 weeks later, Daniel and Elise were both in primary.
Everyone find a partner and form a circle,
the primary president said. Daniel hurried forward and grabbed his sister's wheelchair.
Elise is my partner,
he told her teacher. He wheeled her up front to join the circle of children. He looked over at Elise. She smiled at him, and he smiled back. Daniel was glad Elise could be home again. He wanted to be a special brother to her.
Here's what I do when life's not fair. Pray, talk to Mom or Dad, or play outside.
Here's what I do. Draw or write in my journal, listen to good music, think about what's going right in my life.
The author lives in Oregon, USA.
End of the story, A Special Big Brother. Read by Lindsay Hepworth, Natalie Moore, Ethan Nelson, and Kristen Asher and Tess Hawkins.
Show and tell. The members of the Valiant 11 primary class, Belbert Park, Ward Primary, Centenary, Australia Stake, want to serve Heavenly Father and be friends with each other. They went to the Brisbane, Australia temple together.
We love to hike together as sisters. Even if we get mad or our legs get tired, we should still be nice and take care of each other. Jesus taught us to love one another. Danielle and Jordan P., ages 7 and 5, Utah, USA.
I was at gym class. I saw a boy bully another kid to tears. I told the bully to stop, but he didn't, so I told the teacher. Later, I invited the boy who was bullied to sit with me and my friends at lunch. It feels good to be a friend. Ethan C., age 8, Washington, USA.
On an indoor recess day at school, I offered my friends the Friend magazine to look at. I told them it was a religious magazine that had stories, projects, and games. After we read 3 issues together, they asked if I had any more I could bring. I hope I have more chances to teach others about the gospel. Mackenzie K., age 10, Colorado, USA.
I wanted to share the gospel with my friend, so I gave him a pass-along card on the bus. I told him about Heavenly Father, and I felt good. Karsten S., age 9, Ohio, USA.
I went with my mom and the missionaries. We knocked on a door of a family who was searching for a church to go to. I felt the Spirit tell me that our church is true. I can't wait until I'm 19 so I can go on a mission. Sunny J., age 11, Oklahoma, USA.
Standing Tall Footprints. Marianne J., age 5, Utah, USA says, I will stand tall by paying my tithing. Clint B., age 9, Utah, USA says, I stood tall by defending a teacher when some friends were talking bad about this teacher. Leah W., age 11, Washington, USA, says, I will stand tall by treating others the way I would like to be treated. Eve H., age 6, Hamilton, New Zealand, says, I will stand tall by using good language and being a good friend and being kind. Helena H., age 8, Hamilton, New Zealand, says, I will stand tall by obeying my parents more often. Ashton A., age 6, North Dakota, USA, says, I will stand tall by making my bed without my mom asking me to. Becca May, age 4, North Dakota, USA, says, I will stand tall by helping my mom make cookies in the kitchen. Abraham P., age 11, Arizona, USA, says, since I joined the church a year ago, I have strived to read the scriptures and pray every day. This has made me happier. Send us your footprint. See how on page 39.
Primary children from the Aberystwyth branch, Merthyr Tydfil Wales Stake, enjoy meeting together on Sundays and for primary activities. Other contributors: Abigail W., age 8, Arizona, USA. Quincy H.,
age 7, Arizona, USA. Luke P., age 11, Maryland, USA. Find lots more art at childart.lds.org.
End of this month's Show and Tell, read by Matthew Moore and Eden Reinwand.
What is respect? Every person on earth is a child of God. That means that every person deserves to be treated with respect. Fill in the blanks with the sentences or words about what respect means to you. How are the kids on this page being respectful? R. Reverent shows respect for Heavenly Father. E. Blank. S. Shows kindness in thoughts, words, and actions. P. Blank. E. Every person is a child of God. C. Blank. And T. Teachers and parents deserve respect too. End of the article, What is Respect? Read by Ethan Nelson.
I Can Play It, Had I Been a Child. Words by Mabel Jones Gabbett. Music by Darwin Wolford. Had I been a child when Jesus came unto the Nephites that blessed day, and showed them the wounds in his hands and his feet, and knelt with them to pray, then he might have held me safe in his arms. He might have looked in my eyes and said, a word, with his blessing of kindness and love, his hands placed upon my head. Someday when the Savior comes again, oh, how I hope that my heart will be as pure as the hearts of the children that day who gathered around his knee. Watch a sing-along video for this song at children.lds.org. Click on Videos. End of this month's song, Had I Been a Child. Words by Mabel Jones Gabbett. Music by Darwin Wolford. Read by Wes Nelson.
Friend to Friend, Heavenly Father, Hears Your Prayers, by Sister Neil F. Marriott, Second Counselor in the Young Women General Presidency, from an interview by Jill Hacking. One time when I was young, I needed to know that Heavenly Father knew me and understood the troubles I faced. I asked Him to guide me to find a scripture that would help me feel better. I opened the scriptures and read, "We glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts." Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. This scripture taught me that my hard experiences could help me feel God's love for me and gain patience, experience, and hope. I knew Heavenly Father heard my prayer and answered me through the scriptures. I had faith that things would get better. My grandson, Stuart, also learned that Heavenly Father hears our prayers. He needed a friend at school. He and his mom decided to pray to help him find a friend. Every day when the recess bell rang, Stuart knew that his mom was praying for him. Pretty soon, he made a new friend. Stuart learned that Heavenly Father cares about his worries. He learned that Heavenly Father would answer his prayers. When my grandson, Jack, was 10, he played on a competitive soccer team. Jack talked with his parents and decided to honor the Sabbath and not to play games on Sundays. He worried that he wasn't getting better because he was missing those games. Jack's little brother Charles knew he was worried. One day Charles said the family prayer. He asked Heavenly Father to help Jack not be worried about soccer. Charles knew that a great way to help his brother was to pray for him. He had faith that his prayer would help Jack. We need help in this life, and Heavenly Father wants to give us that help. He loves us. He will listen when we pray.
Blessings and prayer. Heavenly Father has many blessings He wants to give you. Think of a treasure chest filled with blessings for you. Your faithful prayers unlock the treasure chest of blessings. We need to pray in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and ask our Heavenly Father to bless us. These treasures are some blessings you can pray for: faith, courage, knowledge, testimony, and comfort. What other blessings do you want to pray for? Answers to prayers might take a long time, or they might not be what you expected. But Heavenly Father is always listening. He will answer your prayers. He loves you.
End of the article, Heavenly Father Hears Your Prayers, read by Rena and Wes Nelson.
for older kids. A Butterfly for Courtney by Jane McBride Choate, based on a true story. Courtney was sad a lot. Was there any way Alina could help? Succor those that stand in need of your succor. Mosiah chapter 4, verse 16. Alina sat back on her heels and looked at what she and Grandma had done in the backyard.
It looks good,
Alina said, admiring the newly cleaned out garden beds. Alina loved spending time with her grandma. Grandma could always make her laugh, even when Alina was feeling down. Sometimes Grandma made up silly poems or stories.
Let's go inside.
Grandma started toward the back door.
I have a surprise for you.
She handed Alina an envelope with some money inside.
You don't have to pay me, Grandma,
Alina said. But Grandma shook her head.
You help me so much. I want to give you something. Please, take it.
Thank you.
Alina gave Grandma a big hug. Alina thought of some jeans and a shirt she'd seen at the store. With what Grandma had paid her and what Alina had saved, she'd have just enough money to buy them after paying her tithing. The next day was Sunday. Alina and her family got to church a few minutes before sacrament meeting began. She couldn't wait to tell her friend Courtney about earning money for the clothes. But when she saw Courtney sitting in the foyer, she noticed that her friend looked really sad. Alina sat down next to her.
Are you all right?
Alina asked quietly.
I'm fine,
Courtney said. But she didn't look Alina in the eye. Alina knew her friend wasn't fine. Courtney struggled with depression and got really sad sometimes.
How can I help?
Alina asked.
There's nothing anyone can do,
Courtney said and turned away. Alina saw a tear slide down her cheek. Alina felt like crying herself. She sat with Courtney until sacrament meeting started, and it was time for them to join their families. For the rest of the day, Alina felt an idea grow inside her. She thought about Courtney. She thought about the money she'd earned. Buying new clothes didn't seem very important anymore. After praying about her idea, Alina knew what she wanted to do. On Monday after school, Alina asked her mom to take her to the store.
Sure,
her mom said.
Are you going to get those jeans you were telling me about?
Alina shook her head.
I decided I don't really need more clothes. I'm going to get something else.
Mom looked surprised.
Okay.
At the store, Alina showed her mom a necklace with a butterfly pendant.
Courtney loves butterflies. She's having a really hard time right now. She's failing one of her classes. She tries so hard, but sometimes she can't study when she's feeling down.
Mom nodded.
I know. Her mom is worried about her.
She smiled at Alina.
I'm proud of you for being so thoughtful.
Before school the next day, Alina handed the gift to her friend. When Courtney pulled the necklace out, a smile spread across her face.
Wow, thank you. It's perfect,
she said, slipping the necklace over her head. The butterfly's wings sparkled in the sunlight. Courtney gave Alina a hug.
I'm so lucky to have you for a friend.
Alina hugged her back.
We're lucky to have each other.
The author lives in Colorado, USA.
Do you know anyone who feels really sad? Do you feel sad a lot? There is hope. Read or listen to Don't Give Up for help. End of the story, A Butterfly for Courtney. Read by Jane Wise, Maya Reinwand, Charlene Stewart, Tess Hawkins, Kristen Hawkins, and Eden Reinwand.
Don't give up. There are many reasons people might feel sad for a long time. Sometimes, when bad or stressful things happen, it takes a while for people to feel better again. Other times, they might not know where the sadness comes from. Either way, don't give up hope. Things can get better. If you or someone you know feels sad a lot, here are some tips that can help. If someone you know feels sad a lot, be their friend. Even a little kindness can make a big difference. Get help. Offer to go with your friend to talk to a parent, teacher, or other trusted adult. Keep inviting them to do fun things. They may say no a lot, but don't stop inviting them. Remember that how they act or feel is not your fault. If someone in your family feels sad a lot, talk to a parent. You could also talk to another trusted adult. If you feel sad a lot, tell a friend, parent, or trusted adult how you feel. Ask for help. Keep asking until someone helps you. You may need to see a doctor who can help you get better. Pray to Heavenly Father. He loves you. You are His child, and there's no one else just like you. You are important and loved. Remember that Jesus Christ knows how you feel. He can help you be strong. Don't give up hope. Just because something hurts now, that doesn't mean it will hurt forever. These quote cards are a gift from us to you. We love you. Give one to someone who might be feeling sad. Hang on tight. Don't give up. Things will get better. Print more cards at friend.lds.org.
End of the article, Don't Give Up, read by Eden Reinwand.
Fun stuff. Guess who? Prophets and apostles were young ones too. They made mistakes and learned and grew just like you. Their good choices helped them learn to follow Jesus. Can you match their pictures today with their childhood pictures? Check your answers on page 39. Then watch to see each of them speak next month in General Conference. End of the section, Fun Stuff, Guess Who? Read by Dwayne Case.
Matt and Mandy. In this month's installment of Matt and Mandy, Mandy is walking through the halls of school, speaking to a couple of friends. She thinks to herself,
I can't believe Sam and Anna are walking with me. They're so popular.
She's so busy talking that she ignores another friend who tries to get her attention.
Hi, Mandy.
That night, Mandy is thinking back on her day and feels sorry for ignoring her friend. She gets down on her knees by her bed and says a prayer.
Heavenly Father, I feel really bad about ignoring Zoe. Please forgive me. Help me make it right.
The next day at school, Mandy finds her friend at lunchtime.
Want to eat lunch with me and my friends?
The next Sunday at sacrament meeting, as Mandy is about to take the water, she thinks to herself,
feels good to get things straightened out. I feel so peaceful.
Matt, sitting next to her, thinks to himself,
wish I could read her thought bubbles.
End of Matt and Mandy.
Stop and flip. Through your eyes.
Seeing the sunset makes me feel thankful that God made the sunset and the world. Miriam P., age 7, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
How to write to the friend. To send us a letter, drawing, poem, or footprint. 1. Fill out the form and send it in with your story or artwork. 2. Send a school picture or high-resolution photo. 3. We might edit your submission for length or clarity, and we can't return it to you. 4. You must be at least 3 years old. Oops! Last month, we said Elder Christofferson's birthday was in August. His birthday is January 24th, 1945. The Last Laugh. In this month's Last Laugh, an airplane is getting ready to take off. Inside, a young child holds up a superhero cape, stands up, and says to the flight attendant,
excuse me, ma'am. Before takeoff, could you please tie this to the back of the plane?
End of Stop and Flip, read by Kristen Hawkins and Margot Patello.
For parents of little ones. Pick one, you say. I pick all of them, your young child answers. Young children need help learning to make choices, and they learn best by watching, playing, and practicing. Remember, it's okay to let children make choices when the consequences won't be dangerous, like going outside on a cool fall day, wearing summer sandals. Sometimes experience can be the fastest teacher. How to help children choose. When helping your little ones choose, give them just a few options so they don't get overwhelmed. Offer a most favorite and a least favorite to make the choice easy at first. While reading books together, point out the choices characters make. Take turns guessing what might happen next because of those choices. You can also do this with scripture stories. Talk about choices at the grocery store. I'm choosing between these two breakfast cereals. I think I'll pick the one that's better for our bodies. Use two colors of paper to make two paths on the floor. Invite your little one to follow the color she likes best. Add forks in the path so she can choose more than once. You can read past letters at friendflo.lds.org. End of the section, For Parents of Little Ones, read by Charlene Stewart.
Bright Idea Poster. In the morning when I wake, before I work or play, always I remember to kneel and softly pray. Children's Songbook 25. End of this month's Bright Idea Poster. Read by Margot Botello.
Blair Chooses the Right by Jennifer Maddy. Blair will choose the right today. Her fingers want to play, but they help instead. Her feet stay still in sacrament meeting. In primary, her ears listen. Her hands help clean up. Blair likes choosing the right. Poem, Two Little Feet. Two little feet to run and play. Two little legs to help all day. Two little hands to choose the right. Two little arms to hug goodnight. End of the article, Blair Chooses the Right, by Jennifer Maddy. Read by Maya Reinwand.
Book of Mormon Stories. Jesus visits the Nephites. When Jesus lived on the earth, he healed people who were sick or hurt. He taught people how to pray. He blessed the children. He called 12 apostles and gave them the sacrament to help them remember him. Then Jesus died and was resurrected. After he was resurrected, Jesus went to visit the Nephites who lived across the ocean. He called 12 disciples and gave them the priesthood. He healed people who were sick or hurt. He taught people how to pray. Everyone bowed down and worshiped him. Jesus told the Nephites to bring their children to him. He prayed, and then he blessed each child. Angels came to visit them. Jesus gave the Nephites the sacrament so they would always remember him. End of this month's Book of Mormon Stories, Jesus Visits the Nephites, read by Rena Nelson.
Super Spencer by Jenna Coford, based on a true story. Spencer found a note in his brown paper bag at lunchtime. It was from Mom. The note said, "You are a super smart boy." He looked at the words and smiled. His friends took the note and read it. They said, "No, you are a super silly boy." They laughed at him. Spencer felt sad. When he got home, he told Mom what happened. She felt sad too. "Words can hurt," Mom said. "But they can also make people happy. You can always choose to use kind words." Spencer didn't want to go to school the next day. He didn't want his friends to laugh at him. Mom drove him to school. "Try using your words to make someone else happy," she told Spencer. Go say something kind to that teacher standing by the front doors. See what she does. He looked at the teacher. He thought for a minute. Then he jumped out of the car. He didn't know the teacher, but he wanted to use kind words. I hope you have a great day, he said. The teacher smiled. You made my day. Spencer felt great. He felt the power of good words. He walked to his classroom with a smile on his face. He colored at his desk. His friends didn't laugh at him at lunchtime. But even if they had, Spencer knew he could choose to use kind words. After school, Mom picked him up. She asked him what he learned that day. Good words can make someone's day better, he said. I want to be kind to someone every day. Mom smiled. You are a super good example. The author lives in California, USA. End of the story, Super Spencer, read by Natalie Moore.